Section 3. Payzuan changes. The first thing I want to look at is the changes to Payzuan regulations for tax codes, which will apply from the 6th of April 2011. This is quite an important change. And what we're going to have is that code OT or 0T is to be operated instead of the standard code basic rate, code BR. The problem with code BR is that it deducts 20% whether the individual is paid £1 or £7 million. However, code 0T is no allowances like code BR, but after the allowances and the basic rate band, which for next year is £35,000, code OT will then deduct tax at the higher rate of 40% up to the £150,000 limit, and then at 50% thereafter. The changes that HMRC have made by changing the regulations affect a number of different type of employee. Firstly, let me look at the new employee without a P45. Currently, if a new employee fails to provide a P45, a form P46 is required to determine the tax code. Emergency code can be used if box A or box B is ticked, but code basic rate has to be used if box C is ticked, which confirms, as I said earlier, that there is other employment or perhaps a state or occupational pension. The use of code 0T as the new requirement should avoid large underpayments arising for high-paid employees. I've given AAT members at the branches the example of a client of mine who joined the employer in August one year when everyone was on holiday and the P45 wasn't dealt with. He was stuck on code BR, and he stayed on code BR for over a year because the payroll department didn't notice and the revenue never issued a tax code amendment. His earnings were over £100,000 a year, and he ended up owing something like £15,000 in tax. The use of code OT would avoid that problem. The next change will affect payments after the date of leave-in, where currently employers are required to deduct tax at the basic rate. For payments made after the date of leave-in and the issue of the P45, of course. However, from 6th of April 2011, employers are required to deduct tax using code 0T. And as I've said already, income tax will then be deducted at the basic rate, followed by the higher rate, and then the additional rate of 50% after £150,000. This may have a negative effect for some employees who have left and don't get another job. For example, someone leaving at the end of December will not get their personal allowances for January, February and March. And if they don't get another job, they will perhaps end up with a repayment to be claimed after the end of the tax year. Next, the change will affect employers who are paying an employee both pay and a pension. The current guidance is to continue using the same tax code number against the pay and the pension until HMRC issues a new tax code. That would effectively mean that double allowances were being given. This can result in employees receiving too many personal allowances and having an underpayment of tax that can be even more difficult for pensioners. From April 2011, the authorised code to be operated against the occupational pension will be changed to code OT when the employee continues to work for that employer. We're awaiting full guidance on this from HMRC, which is due to be published in April. Next, I just want to mention the general uplift of tax codes with suffix L. So, for example, emergency code will change from 647L to 747L. And anyone with an L code will get an increase of 100 in their tax code. The instructions for employers will be issued on Form P9X 2011, and you can go to the Business Link website for more information on this. HMRC have been issuing tax codes between January and March this year, and they've now introduced the new tax code D1 to apply from 6th of April 2011. The next point I want to discuss is salary sacrifice, which has become very popular in recent years and is being looked at the moment by many advisers to reduce the high marginal rates of tax for their high-earner clients. It can be used to preserve personal allowances for people in the marginal tax band above 100,000, where the personal allowance is reduced by £1 for every £2 over £100,000. Someone earning £112,590 would pay tax of £38,240, compared to only £30,470 if their earnings were £100,000. The suggestion has been made that sacrificing £12,950 of pay for an increased employer pension contribution would therefore save £7,770 tax. I'm not claiming to be a financial advisor, so I would advise any client to take financial advice on that point. But a point I want to make is that salary sacrifice is a contractual matter between the employee and the employer, and therefore care needs to be exercised to ensure that it is effective. The paperwork must be correct, and it must be in place before the sacrifice is made. Indeed, I have concerns sometimes that there's any paperwork at all. The contract must be changed before the benefit is provided to the employees. And employees should be advised that sacrifice in salary may have an impact on any statutory payments, state pension, tax credits, etc. We should remember that the calculation of statutory payments is based on earnings that are liable to Class 1 NICs. Next, I want to look at the changes to employer-supported childcare, where tax relief is to be restricted to basic rate tax from the 6th of April 2011. The good news for any employees currently in a salary sacrifice scheme for childcare is that they won't be affected, whether they pay tax at basic rate, higher rate or additional rate. But for any new employees joining a scheme after the 5th of April 2011, there is a restriction of tax relief which will apply. A basic rate taxpayer will get tax relief on the full £55 per week, £243 per month, or £2,915 per annum. A higher rate taxpayer will have their tax relief restricted to £28 per week, or £124 per month, or £1,484 per annum. And then any additional rate 50% taxpayer will only get tax relief at £22 per week, £97 per month, or £1,166 per annum. As I've said, existing employees in a scheme will continue to enjoy tax relief at their highest tax rate on £55 per week or £243 a month. I can also confirm that the restriction does not affect the exemption for workplace nurseries. So how is this going to work, and why is it such a concern for AAT members and their clients? The requirement of HMRC is that employers will have to assess basic earnings for a full tax year at the start of the tax year. My concern is that many employers will be totally unaware of this requirement. The basic earnings assessment is done using the known pay-as-you-earn tax code, and adding to that the basic rate band, which for next year is 35,000. So, for example, code 747L is 7,475 allowances plus £35,000 basic rate band. So we work on the figure of 42,475. And someone earning above that will have their tax relief restricted. Employers should count contracted basic pay, bonuses, weighting, taxable benefits and shift allowances, but should ignore performance-related and discretionary bonuses, overtime, and any exempt benefits. There will be no requirement to make any in-year changes, whether there's promotions or pay rises. And employers should ignore P45 figures for joiners, and instead use an annualised notional figure. The situation of tax and NIC for new joiners from 6th of April 2011 is that the basic rate taxpayer will get full relief on the £55 per week. There will be no payroll adjustment or P11D reporting for a basic rate taxpayer. However, for a higher rate taxpayer, relief will be limited to £28 per week, and for an additional rate taxpayer, relief will be limited to £22 per week. whether childcare is employer-contracted childcare, and in other words, this is a benefit in kind, we will report the £27 or £33 excess on Form P11D at Section M of the P11D in the brown box. Now, this is reporting for 2011-12, not for the P11Ds that we're about to do. If we have childcare vouchers, there will be a Class 1 NIC's liability. So we would report £27 excess or £33 excess at Section C of the Form P11D in the blue box section. However, we will have to deduct Class 1 NICs through the payroll, and that Class 1 NICs deduction will start any time from the 6th of April 2011 for any new employees who join a childcare scheme from that date onwards.